So I started off doing photography in high school. That's where my passion grew, and then I was on the football field one day at the Viani High School game, which is where I went to high school at. St. Louis, Missouri. And there's this guy named David Clutho, and he was on the field shooting. And, you know, a high school game, how often do you see, you know, big equipment and a real professional? So I got introduced to him. Turned out he was an alumni there, and his name was David Clutho, and he's a staff photographer for Sports Illustrated.
Ooh.
So, you know, started talking with him, showed my portfolio, and he really liked it. And then he told me, well, he'd like for me to assist with him. Start assisting them at some of these, you know, college basketball games and NHL games, et cetera, in St. Louis.
What kind of stuff did he have you doing?
Well, my first event was the Missouri Valley Conference. And then I also did the some Blues games, some NHL games.
So you were shooting at these things for him?
Yeah, I was shooting with them, and I guess technically for the magazine. And so,
how cool was that in high school?
I mean, it was amazing. And my first hockey game, he had me shoot a low cam, and it was a backboard remote cam. And so I was shooting that, and then he ended up sending the images in to Sports Illustrated. And I didn't know about this until all of a sudden, you know, I was getting together with him, talking about some photography stuff. And then he's like, oh, so by the way, you should start looking at Sports Illustrated, finding out magazines and find out other photos and types of different sports photography that you like. So we're thumbing through the 50th anniversary edition of SI, and then all of a sudden, there it was, my picture on a double-page spread.
Did you make a little high squeaky noise? What'd you think?
I mean, I was thrilled. I mean, I was just like,
how
it was too
you?
Good to be true. I believe I was 17.
Oh.
I just turned 17. So
yeah,
it's pretty exciting. Almost a little late birthday present, I guess.
I guess. So, you eventually make it to the journalism department at the University of Missouri? No.
No.
You were in marketing.
I was in marketing.
Okay. Did you go to school at Mizzou?
I went to school at Mizzou, and then before I went there, I talked to Chad Moeller, who's the director of media relations, and got a job there with their athletic department doing all their photography for the sports.
Now, what year was this?
This was 2005.
Okay.
And then, so, for 4 years straight, I shot all the games for them.
So you must have run into some Learfield folks along the way.
I'm sure I did.
Yeah. Okay.
Probably didn't know they were Learfield, but definitely ran into them. And,
okay.
I mean, because I was behind the scenes all the time with the, you know, in the action almost, or in the trenches with all the production being done. So they had to be there.
I mean, here you are at 17. You get a double spread, or whatever they call it, in Sports Illustrated. And you go to college, but you're into marketing. Was there at any point where you said, you know, man, I want to be a professional photographer?
Well, actually, in high school, I wanted to be a professional photographer.
Yeah.
And pretty much all throughout college, I wanted to be a professional photographer.
But you were in marketing.
I was in marketing because I was told, and actually I was told by one of the editors at Sports Illustrated, that you really don't need a photography degree to be a photographer.
Okay.
And so I think Steve Fine, which is the director of photography for Sports Illustrated, at one point told me that, I mean, realistically, some of the best photographers in the world never studied photography at all in any capacity. And same thing with David Clutho. David Clutho never had any formalized training in photography, and he had a finance degree at the University of Missouri. And here he is. I mean, he's like the number one hockey photographer in the world.
Okay, so you're going to school at Mizzou. You're working for the athletic department. You're taking lots of pictures, managing a bunch of other photographers. You're studying marketing. What did you envision doing with your degree when that day came?
Originally, I was just figuring, you know, I'd have no use for it other than, you know, having...
Well, what were you going to do when you got out of college?
I wanted to be a sports photographer.
Okay. And you already had the contacts at SI.
Yeah, I had that, and I had, you know, just other contacts, you know, just that popped up here or there.
So what happened?
Basically, the citizen journalist movement started coming out. I'm sure you guys are familiar with that, which is
no
an amazing kidding. Thing.
Yeah.
But it's bad for professionals in the field because just now newspapers, they figured, well, I don't have to pay, why pay someone to go to the game when, you know, we can get... You know, a lot of citizen journalist fees, or we'll have, you know,
or there's 5,000 Twitter feeds giving us every single thing that happened.
Exactly.